It has been decades since effluent from a pulp mill contaminated in the English Wabagoon River system near Grassy Narrows First Nation. Now, a new report commissioned by the Ontario government shows mercury levels are rising in lakes around the community. Patricia Sellers, a freshwater scientist, is the author of that report. She talked with the CBC's Jody Porter. Sellers starts out the conversation by telling Jody about the highlights of the report.
The highlights would be that the surface sediment at some sites on the Wabagoon River are high in mercury, and high relative to natural levels, and high relative to government guidelines. So that was that is one highlight.
You found that in fact very little has been done when it comes to cleaning up the mercury. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Lots of good proposals were made. There were something like 6 proposals originally back in the early 1980s, late 70s for remediation, 3 of which sort of made it to the top 3 in terms of feasibility. And I don't know, I can't say why nothing was ever done. Maybe I think it just sort of fizzled. I don't know if there was just lack of scientific interest, which I doubt. Maybe it's just lack of political will. Maybe there just wasn't enough pressure and discussion and ongoing discussion to push the agenda. I have talked to the scientists that were part of making those remediation proposals. And I talked to one of the original scientists 2 weeks ago, and his comment was he didn't know why nothing was ever done.
And what are the consequences then of the cleanup not having been done?
Well, what it means is that you still have mercury in the river system. It means that some of that mercury, where it essentially is traveling through, the data show that it's traveling, it's being remobilized and sort of being sort of transported further downstream. So the consequences are you have this what we call legacy mercury still in the system. Now, not all of it is necessarily getting into the food web. Some of it is being buried in the lake sediments in the basins. And that's conceivable, that could be a good thing, and probably is a good thing from a remediation perspective. But then there's going to be a portion of it that doesn't settle in those basins, and therefore, because it's not settling out, it's going to be constantly available, what we say bioavailable or available to the food web, because it's still mobile, it's still available, and it's not buried deep in the sediment and out of reach of the food web of the associated lakes.
And what do we know about the human health consequences of that for people at Grassy Narrows?
Well, the human health consequences are directly associated with the frequency with which people eat fish of a certain type and a certain size from certain lakes. So all those things have to be factored into sort of assess human health consequences. We know what the human health consequences are because we still have prevalence of and evidence of mercury toxicity in the population, more so in the older population than the younger population, but there is still evidence. And there's certainly evidence of toxic doses among the infants and the children in Grassy Narrows to some extent.
But you found a fair number of gaps in the research about human health effects. What are you hoping could be done from here to help answer some of the questions that have gone unanswered?
Well, the report has 40 recommendations, some of which are focused on recommendations for human health, others are recommendations for ecological health. And one of the things I think that has to happen in, because it's been almost a generation since there's been a comprehensive health survey in Grassy, and this has been one of the, it seems to me that has to happen. So we have bits and pieces. We have small amounts of data here and there throughout the years of the human health in Grassy and various health issues and an assessment of initiatives to address those health issues. But there hasn't been anything very comprehensive for us for a long time. So that's, I think, one of the first steps is to essentially have a comprehensive health survey that looks at, resources for the community, that looks at on-reserve and off-reserve populations, that looks at just basic health and health issues and health programs. And that's one of the first things that has to happen before these things can adequately be addressed in a long-term program, I think.
And then you also made some recommendations when it comes to the cleanup, when it comes to remediation. How would you like to see that dealt with?
Well, the first thing I'm recommending is that everybody sit down at the table. So it's going to have to be a process that is entirely inclusive of the leadership of Grassy Narrows First Nation. And it's going to have to also be based in what we now know about the behavior, if you will, of mercury in aquatic systems. In the late 70s and early 80s, since that time, we've learned a lot about it. So some of those earlier recommendations, although they're good, need to be revisited in the context of sort of contemporary and up-to-date understanding of mercury cycling in river systems in particular. So I think those two things have to happen.
Is it your impression, though, that some kind of cleanup with the proper community process in place, some kind of cleanup is necessary?
Yes, I think that. And the reason I think that is because we have what we call mobile sediments, or sort of active sediments, that are with surface sediments, if you will. We have surface sediments that are very high in mercury. Having said that, the remediation discussion is just beginning. So I suspect in 1 year's time, there's going to be some concrete proposals for remediation put forth, based on the sort of that next review, which is I believe, where the project is going.
Thanks for the interview.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye.
Patricia Sellers, a freshwater scientist who authored a new report on mercury contamination near Grassy Narrows First Nation.